wrapping up side A or side one, whichever you want to call it, of the Velvet Underground and Nico, their debut album released back in 1967. Let's review the track listing. Started off that entire set with Sunday Morning, followed by I'm Waiting for the Man, Femme Fatale, Venus in Furs, Run, 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 and then that last track, All Tomorrow's Parties. You know, it seems like we're actually running out of time. We've got, look at your clock. I only have until the end of my show. So let me see if I can get at least three more album sides in for you. We're going back, out to California, because back in the early 1980s, there was this emergence of bands who fell under this Paisley Underground moniker. Now, Paisley Underground bands incorporated psychedelia, rich vocal harmonies, and guitar interplay into their music, and they owed a lot of this debt to the 1960s groups such as like Love and the Byrds. So bands were like Green on Red, the 3 o'clock, and Rain Parade, and even the Bangles were considered part of the Paisley Underground. Now, for this segment, I'm going to highlight the 1982 full-length debut from, you guessed it, The Dream Syndicate, a band that combined influences from The Velvet Underground, Quicksilver Messenger Service, Crazy Horse, and Creedence Clearwater Revival with the energy of punk. Frontman Steve Wynn has gone on to a very well-respected solo career that started back in the early 1990s, but it was The Day of Wine and Roses, this debut full-length, that first got me hooked on this band. Let's check out Side One.
Yeah. it's Halloween. He says, let's go for a ride, and he says it all the time. You know you've got a lot to live for, and you're gonna be mine. Halloween.
That is side one of the Dream Syndicate's 1982 debut, The Days of Wine and Roses. Track listing goes as follows. Kicked off the entire set with Tell Me When It's Over. You heard Definitely Clean. That's What You Always Say. Then She Remembers. And then the epic Halloween, which, of course, you hear the Moxer play every year on his show in the month of October. Hey, as I'm moving around and looking and seeing at the watching my clock and trying to figure out if I can squeeze all this in, there is one artist that I have to make sure I get in. I cannot run out of time, and I would be remiss to do a show without featuring the entire album side of debut albums that didn't include REM's Murmur. Yeah, recorded back in 1983, in the early days of 83, I should say, like in January. Their original producer on the project was a guy named Stephen Haig. Now, Stephen was a former member of Jules and the Polar Bears, believe it or not. And he's known for producing like The Gleaming Spires, Are You Ready for the Sex Girls? And he went on to actually produce all these landmark singles and albums for like New Order, Pet Shop Boys, OMD, and more. Now, think of what his style is like, and then think of what you hear with REM. Yeah, REM didn't really jive with he wanted to put keyboards and a bunch of stuff into their music. So they asked their label if they could work with someone else, and they said, yeah, I guess. So they quickly turned to Mitch Easter of Let's Active fame and Don Dixon to record and produce the project. It was released in April of 1983 to much critical acclaim. The album actually reached number 36 on the Billboard album chart, and the lead single, Radio Free Europe, peaked at number 78 on the singles chart. Now, despite all of this, believe it or not, Rolling Stone actually named it, and I say despite all this because it's not like it was a big, huge, huge selling album, but in 1983, Rolling Stone actually named it its best album of 1983. Now, think about it. What was it going up against in 1983? How about things like Michael Jackson's Thriller, maybe The Police's Synchronicity, or even U2's War album? Yeah, it beat all of those, according to Rolling Stone. In the 1980s, REM quickly became my favorite band. So let's check out side one of Murmur here on the Viva La Mach radio program.
Stay. Winners paid.
11 shadows way out of place. Stay real close. Who might leave you where I left off? The perfect circle of acquaintances and friends. Drink another coin of praise. To win and suit your needs, speak out sometimes and try to win.
Wrapping up side one of Murmur, the song Perfect Circle, which R.E.M. rarely ever performed live. That set of music included side one, started off with the single Radio Free Europe, followed by Pilgrimage, Laughing, Talk About the Passion, Moral Kiosk, and as I mentioned, Perfect Circle. I got one more album I'll see if I can squeeze in for you to make this program completes, and I'm trying to figure out something that might be a little shorter. So how about something that was released in 1977? Yeah, punk rock. How about something called Wire's debut album, Pink Flag? It failed to initially chart. However, 44 years later, it's consistently ranked as one of the top 500 albums of all time. Its enduring influence pops up in hardcore, post-punk, alternative rock, and even Britpop. Judge for yourself. Here's side one of Wire's Pink Flag.
I respond that he's sorry to tell of an uneasy time. I want a beer. Feel safe in the sun, I sit again. Fuck my life. Embarrass my wife. And live a bad taste. Start to pick every move on Monday morning. I want a beer, talk for the taste. So sure, pictures of me with a new look back sweet. So lacking a taste. Looking in the waist, looking the same as Monday morning. Looking in the waist, looking the same as Monday morning.
Avoiding CDNA disease.
way you play the blues. Avoiding your death is to win the game. So avoid relegation, the big game. Drowning in the big swell, rising to the surface. The smell of you. That's low down.
God save, 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 God save,
there you have it. Side one of Wire's 1977 debut, Pink Flag, with the title track. Name of the songs in that whole set of music. We started things off with Reuters, followed by A Field Day for the Sundays, Three-Girled Roomba, X Lion Tamer, Lowdown, Start to Move, Brazil, It's So Obvious, Surgeon's Girl, and the title track, as I mentioned, Pink Flag. I want to thank you for listening to this special edition of the Viva La Mock radio program, why I, the Mockster, was out on vacation, and we will catch up with you next week.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from the Nighthawks. Yeah, great combo from 1976 live recording. Also, the Jelly Roll Kings from down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. They'll be out fishing with us. And we'll hear from Kokomo Arnold. Fine old pre-war blues from him, singing a Robert Johnson tune. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. So why don't we kick things off with Buster Benton. Recording for the Jewel record label, here he is with Spider in My Stew. Buster Benton here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Somebody